Here's your 512 Tech and Business Update. Ford put out its third quarter earnings report and has returned to profitability. The report that came out on Wednesday showed that the company earned $2.6 billion, excluding special items, nearly double the $1.4 billion it earned on that basis a year earlier. This exceeds the $932 million profit that analysts had forecast for the quarter. The company did post losses in the first half of the year with the pandemic shutdowns of auto plants and the loss of car sales around the world. However, Ford saw a strong rebound in sales in the third quarter and increased 2% to $37 billion from the year prior due to strong pricing for the vehicles it did sell. Shares of Ford, along with General Motors and Fiat Chrysler, are all up more than 25% since the beginning of June. As the shopping season begins, Amazon is adding 100,000 seasonal jobs. They'll be filling part-time and full-time roles across all skill levels. Amazon continues to have hiring boosts throughout the year in order to keep up with high demand caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Amazon already announced plans to hire an additional 100,000 employees across its operations in the U.S. and Canada in September, and the new seasonal hiring news will continue to add to that. Analysts are predicting that e-commerce sales from November to January will increase 25 to 35% this year compared to last. And Austin's Valkyrie Virtue has launched. It's a firm that wants to solve organizational and global challenges by using AI and machine learning. The philanthropic initiative aims to empower nonprofit organizations and women in STEM. This is their inaugural pro bono project, which is a partnership with All Clear Foundation. The company has also established an annual Women in STEM Scholarship Fund awarded to local Austin students pursuing higher education in STEM. And that's your 512 Tech and Business Update. I'm Amy Edwards.